boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona. Taryn Daly is in traffic. She will be here shortly. Mm-hmm. She'll wander in. But in the meantime, we have the lovely Kiana. How are you doing, Kiana?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Hey, Kiana, how can people get a hold of us if they so choose?
Oh, well, they could please give us a call. Our phone number is 253-271-9343 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. You can give us a like there. And we did get an email. It was like, but we're not going to read it yet.
Oh, okay.
Because, so if you hadn't heard, we found all our emails in the spam folder. So we had emails from March.
Are you serious? Oh, God.
Yeah, in May, in June.
Oh, no.
So we finally read them all last week. So, you know, We're making sure. I'm checking everything. And we did get a new email based on a conversation we had on the last episode with Melissa. And she was talking about how much she loves puns. Mm-hmm. And we had somebody send us a bunch of puns.
Oh, really?
So when Melissa, in the next podcast that Melissa is joining us, mm-hmm. we will read those puns. Cool. So we did get the email. We did check it. We are going to do it.
Awesome. I just thought nobody liked us.
I did too.
I was like, wow, we're not getting anything.
I'm kind of tempted to take our phone number and write it on bathroom walls, but like, please call. Like, this is not a joke.
That's a good idea.
Like, or make stickers. Like, call. Leave like the most random voicemails. I don't care if you swear. I don't care about what you're gonna do to, you know, your girlfriend later on. Like, I can edit that. I can bleep it out. We're good.
We can make it radio friendly.
Like, make it creepy. I'm all cool with creepy. Is you know, usually if it's not directed at me specifically, but I mean, I can handle it. I'm a big girl. But speaking of creepy guys, mm-hmm. I thought this was amazing.
What?
So a Redditor posted this on the Nice Guys forum or whatever. And it's an email from a coworker. And I saw this on Imgur a couple days ago and then I found it again in an article. It's a guy's been working there not too long and he gets an email from a coworker and it's messed up.
What? What's it say?
The title of the email, because he screenshotted this. This is from his phone. It says, stay away. And this was actually sent July 14th.
Oh.
So just a couple days ago.
Recent.
This is like, this came up quick. It says, Alex, I understand that you're the new guy around here, so I'm going to let you off with a warning this time. I've noticed that you and Julia have been spending a lot of time together. I want you to back away and distance yourself from her. It is quite possible that no one has told you anything, which is why I'm being so patient right now. But Julie and I are basically an item. We've eaten lunch together and worked out at the gym every day since she started working here. I've spent countless hours texting her at night and talking to her on the phone. I know everything about her. Like all of her, where did the next one go? Like all her hopes, wants, and aspirations. Can you say the same? I don't think so. I know stuff you can only dream of knowing. And even though we aren't technically dating right now, I know she'll soon see that I'm the right guy for her. I'm a good guy. She'll soon see that we're meant to be with each other. I know the type of guy you are. We're complete opposites, and she knows it. I'm the type of guy who will love her and take care of her. The type who will actually spend time with her and talk with her. You're the type who will leave her brokenhearted. I don't need some bozo-like clown who just finished college to mess everything up for us. So, to reiterate, stay the hell away from Julia.
Oh, no.
Email, buddy.
Oh, no.
How much do you want to bet this guy does not have a job anymore?
Oh, that is just, that's like disturbing on many levels.
Because I don't know, like, if you're not an item, then maybe she doesn't see you that way. Maybe you're friend-zoned.
That's sad.
It's like, this is something like, not to, you know, whatever, be bashing on females, but you would think a girl would do this. Stay away from him, okay?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
He only talks to me. You know, this is psycho level stuff.
And that is not good boyfriend material right there.
No.
He's that possessive and you're not even an item. Wow.
Like, if my theory, and I got this from Game of Thrones, there's a line, he's like, he who says he is the true king, or says he is the king, is no true king. Because he's like, oh, I am the king. It's like, technically, but you're not a real ruler.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like if you have to say you're a good guy, then maybe you're not.
Yeah.
Or you expect things to happen to you because you're a good guy. Then you're not really a good guy. You're a bad guy, you know, who puts on that front to be a good guy because you're expecting to be rewarded for it. So you're not really good.
Yeah. But, or the poor guy is just a little, man.
I'm thinking like,
it sounds like he's very socially awkward and he's just,
and
there's a lot of different levels to that one.
I want to know what they all look like.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, gosh. he's been like friend zoned his whole life.
It's like cringeworthy. It's like just because, yeah.
I wonder how the guy felt that received the email.
Well, he posted it online.
Did he make a comment then? Did he?
I think I saw it on Imgur, and I don't know if it was like a quoted comment or if somebody faked it and said, this is actually me who posted this. You know, you never know with the internet.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's just like, guys, I need advice. What do I do with this?
Yeah, go to HR with that
one. Oh, yeah, send it to HR. And someone even said, blind carbon copy the girl, Julia, on this email.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
unless she's a Twilight loving freak,
maybe
she might very much love this possessive type of affection.
That is true. He could just be extremely jealous person and sees anybody talking to the supposed significant other.
It's like,
of
are
his.
You five? He's like, why are you talking to my best friend? Yeah. Don't talk to him. It's my best friend.
I would like to
know you first.
How old he is? Because that just sounds straight up like junior high stuff.
I was gonna say the guy who just got out of college. You think out of college? You're thinking anywhere between. Mid-20s. Let's say 22 to 25. Yeah. So
that's still pretty young.
But the guy who's receiving the email. So I'm assuming the other guy, I'm going to give him anywhere between 25 and 45.
Yeah, around that age range.
But
that
yeah.
is just.
Cringe. I love reading cringe stories just because, I don't know. You're making fun of people, but it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's just a little. Yeah.
One of my favorite cringe pictures, it's a girl who did a Snapchat, and she's like, oh, getting ready to go to Olive Garden. Olive Garden? Because that's what she thought it was. She thought Olive Garden
going
was...
Going to Olive the Garden.
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Oh, but I'm just like, oh, cringe. But there's other ones that are just awful, and like, especially the feminist ones always make me cringe. There's one woman, she's like, women, if you have baby boys, don't breastfeed them. By breastfeeding them, you're making them big and strong, and we don't want that. We want to make them
what?
We want to make them weak, and it's like, we need to breastfeed our baby girls. And it's like, if I were to ever bear, if God forbid I ever bear a male child, I will not be breastfeeding him. And I'm just like, oh,
okay,
my God.
Wow.
Psycho. You shouldn't have children a lot. You shouldn't be allowed to have children at all. You need a psych evaluation before you even have kids, I think.
It just amazes me how the internet has allowed us to really realize how many crazies are out there.
Yeah, because I think people always say, oh, our generation has more crazies. Like, no. We just have more access to the crazies.
Exactly. We're inundated with content 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I mean, it's not back, you know, where it was the nightly news and you got the newspaper and that's how you got your news. Now we have 24 hours a day to fill up with news and just weird
it's like,
stuff.
Let's do it. All right, let's go to something a little less cringeworthy and something more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something we kind of teased. We almost talked about it on the podcast last week, but we ran out of time.
Okay.
And even today's episode is going to be a little shorter because Men's Room have to get in here and do their awesomeness.
Mm-hmm.
But I found this on BuzzFeed because I love BuzzFeed.
I do too.
There's a lot of people that trash on it. I'm like,
it's a guilty pleasure because it's just like mindless reading sometimes.
Like, lists are fantastic. Yeah. I know. It's super easy to do a list and it's super fun. Like, easy
it's
to read
great.
A list. And the way they do it, they give us the like what we want to see. Mm-hmm. They'll post a video, but they'll do GIFs because I'm like, I don't want to watch the whole video to watch like the final product. I want to go to the very end and watch
it.
They're very smart with how they do this. But this article caught my eye. It says 12 cities you definitely want to hit in your early 20s.
Okay.
So it says youthful energy and a sense of adventure go a long way in these vibrant cities. So it said instantly exchange gift cards for cash at any Coinstar to help with your travels. And I'm actually going to Portland this weekend with the roommate Melissa.
Nice.
We're going to be hitting up the Acropolis.
Yes.
I was going to say the other bad word. Steak and boobies.
I was going to say exactly the same thing, and I refrained.
I know, because we're not allowed to say that word. The word that rhymes with itty.
I don't think these will be itty, though.
I'm excited. Because we all love food.
Yeah.
It's all the roommates. It's one last hurrah because Melissa's moving out.
Mm-hmm.
Their new place is amazing.
I know. I saw the picture.
Oh,
it is
gorgeous.
Awesome.
I want to live there so bad.
God, the hardwood floors with the exposed brick and everything.
Oh, it's
awesome.
But I was joking with her because I helped her move earlier this week. And I said, I kind of want to find a boyfriend because I'm not going to live with Steve, Tahiti Steve, in that place because it's a loft. You have to share the bedroom. I'm not sharing a bedroom with him. Especially when his girlfriend comes in, the three of us in one bed. I don't know if that'll work. I need to find a boyfriend or somebody. We share the room parts.
Yeah.
And it's like, I couldn't afford it by myself.
I know, seriously. I need to get back in the dating game for that reason.
Yeah, right? Like, come on, I need a roommate here that I can share rooms with. Get a smaller place, but still not have to pay for it all. But it's smack dab right in the middle of Ballard. There's everything. There's a coffee shop if you go around the block from their place. Kickin' Boots is there. It's like whiskey place, barbecue. Oh, so much good food. Like, I just love walking around. I'm like, I'm going to be hanging out here. I know it's smaller than our place, but we're going to have the parties here for a little bit. But that being said, we're going to have our last hurrah. We're going to have
that
a lot of good food.
Fun.
But this list is making me want to travel to more more cities. Yes. And this is cities all over the world.
Ooh, okay.
Let's so number one, Montreal, Canada.
Huh.
Montreal is the city Americans road trip to when they couldn't drink during the days of Prohibition. It is the nightlife scene. Bars, clubs, lounges, and constant live music is still totally raging. So after staying out until the wee hours of the morning, you can rely on that metabolism to devour poutine, which is french fries smothered in gravy and cheese curds and smoked meats. This is early 20s. I don't think I'm kind of...
I know, I'm like, that window's come and gone.
Because technically, I'll count 25 as mid-20s. Yeah. Someone said it's late 20s. No, mid-20s.
No, it's mid-20s.
I have one more month in my mid-20s, and then I'm in my late 20s, and it kind of bums me out.
Oh, that's okay.
But so my metabolism isn't so good, but I'm going to eat it anyways.
Mm-hmm. I've never had poutine or whatever. How do you say it?
Poutine.
Poutine.
It's pretty tasty. It's just what you think. Gravy mm-hmm. and cheese curds, and the cheese curds are yummy. Yeah. There's a here in Seattle, in Greenwood, actually, where I live, there is a Canadian bar.
Oh.
And they do the hockeys. It's called the Angry Beaver. Uh-huh. They do hockey games and stuff. And they serve poutine, ooh, I believe, there. So maybe we can check it out sometime.
Try that.
Number two on the list, Rio de Janeiro.
Ooh,
Brazil. During the 5 days before Lent every year, the streets of Rio are taken over by music, parades, and plenty of drinking and dancing as part of Carnival, largest Carnival celebration in the world. Time your visit accordingly and take a break from the partying with an adrenaline-fueled hang gliding adventure over the city's stunning mountains and beaches.
Ooh.
That's just a place to go visit anyways.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's huge, though.
Yeah, my one of my good friends from high school, her whole family, or on her mom's side, is from Brazil. So she goes down, I think, once a year now.
Especially if you have somewhere to crash.
Yeah, I mean, her whole family is down there. So she just goes down there, and it looks so neat, some of the pictures she's posted.
This other gorgeous one, I had no real interest to ever really visit it. I mean, like, if I had the option, someone's like, hey, here's a free trip. I'm like, okay, I totally will go. But after watching the show Sense8, which I kind of started making you watch, there is a scene, and it's not really a spoiler because you kind of see it in some of the trailers and in the beginning part, opening credit things. But they have the big carnival thing, or their big festival they do every year. But it's Delhi, India. And it's to say this capital city is bustling would be an understatement. Take all in all the thrilling chaos and incredible blend of languages and ethnicities at the city's many bazaars, mosques, and monuments. And if you visit during Holi, aka the Festival of Colors, you can celebrate the arrival of spring with the locals while doused in powdered colors.
Oh,
and
that
everyone's
looks like fun.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, I've seen that. It looks gorgeous.
Next on the list, this has been on my list since I was like 14.
What?
New Orleans. Your 20s are hands down the time in your life to party on the legendary Bourbon Street, where all the boozy, jazz-filled shenanigans never sleep.
Yeah.
Visit NOLA during Mardi Gras, particularly epic bash, complete with beads, masks, and purple and green and gold. You can possibly outfit yourself. You're going to want to go all out.
Yeah.
I heard you don't even need to go. Mardi Gras is just crazy, freaking packed. You don't even have to go during Mardi Gras to get the experience.
No, and actually, I went to New Orleans for the first time last December for my work.
Jealous.
And they took us to a very nice place. Anyway, so I went down on Bourbon Street. I had to go check it out. I don't drink anymore, so I was kind of like, but just to see the scene and everything.
And get the food.
It was nuts. You don't have to go during Mardi Gras.
It's probably even
it
better
was
if you
just
don't.
Insane. It was just wall-to-wall people. It was just weird because you can walk in and out of the bars with drinks. I mean, it's just... It's insane.
And I mean, this is like, and we are like, I'm now officially like a month away from my late 20s and you're in your early 30s. So we,
not yet.
Or not
I'm
yet.
29
you're
still
almost,
into November.
Okay, we're both in our late 20s.
Thank you.
How about that?
Let me hold on to it just for the last few months that I have.
Fair enough. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
But something like the Mardi Gras might even be like, we're at that age where we're kind of getting to like, so many people.
Yeah, I mean.
So like maybe like 5 years ago, I would have been down.
I think you'd enjoy it for the experience.
If I could, I would.
Yeah.
But I would love to just go and visit anyways.
Yeah, I want to go explore it more, actually.
Check out all the cool shops, the voodoo,
and it wasn't there
the jazz.
Long. Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Number five. Oh, crap. Ray.
Sounds encouraging.
Kajavik, Iceland.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Can't pronounce it.
I couldn't either. So Iceland.
There are a lot of cities that claim they never sleep, but in the summer, they take care of it with almost 24 hours of daylight.
Yeah.
Spend your mornings and afternoons glacier hiking, horseback riding, soaking in thermal pools, and then hit the town for some local beers, clubbing, and live music.
That sounds like fun.
That one sounds like almost more my thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
I want to go explore and check out, but I want to go in and have some beers and just listen to music, just chill.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, Hanau, Vietnam. where you can eat, drink, sleep, sightsee, and take public transportation for approximately $17 a day. You could do all that for about 17 bucks a day. That would be Hanau, the capital of Vietnam. Be sure to sample as much street food as possible. Soups, noodles, buns, and plenty of beer. And make your way outside the capital to Ha Long Bay for a cruise amongst towering limestone, karst islands, and caves.
Ooh.
So one of our former rock girls, Rock Girl Amber, right now she's just on the trip of a lifetime. She's just like gone to a bunch of these different cities just traveling and doing all these amazing things. I'm going to see if I can get her on the podcast
to talk about it.
Just I check out her pictures. I follow her on Instagram and on Facebook, and it's just amazing.
Where has she gone so far? Do you know?
I just noticed, like, Vietnam. I know, is one of them. I think Thailand. I have another friend who's also traveling through Asia, and he. I get confused which cities are whose for each one.
All these people just traveling to.
I'm like, so many places. Number seven might be something that we don't really think of, but then when you look at it, you're like, okay, yeah, I totally would. Mm-hmm. Moscow, Russia.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be interesting to see the history.
Architecture,
of it.
Yeah.
And even the architecture, too.
It's like perhaps nowhere else in the world is quite as electric mix of past and present, distinctive architecture that spans the centuries, testament to the city's complex history and cutting edge food, art, and nightlife scene. Come with an open mind and be prepared for some long days and nights because you will want to take absolutely everything in.
Hmm.
It looks gorgeous.
I mean,
there's a lot of jokes and whatever.
Yeah.
Number eight is one I've been to twice, Barcelona, Spain.
Oh, I want to go to Europe in general, just over to that side of the pond.
Out of all the places that we went to, last time I went to Europe, this was the cheapest.
Really?
When it came to food and everything, I was like, oh, wait, water is like $2 cheaper here? Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like everything was just much cheaper when it came to food and everything.
How was the food there?
It was pretty tasty. The one thing I'm kind of bummed that I didn't really get to do was try tapas. Like, we're like, okay, we'll get it tomorrow. We just kept forgetting. Oh, yeah. Hello, Miss Taryn Daly.
I hate traffic. Let's get these headphones on here.
All right. Yeah, no worries. We're talking right now about the cities you definitely want to hit up in your early 20s.
Oh, yeah. Las Vegas.
That one hasn't been on the list yet. We're currently at number eight. We just talked about Barcelona, Spain. I'll do a quick overview of what we've gotten so far. Number one was Montreal, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Delhi, India. New Orleans in the United States. Reykjavik, Iceland. I cannot
Isn't
say
that. That's the capital of Iceland, right?
It doesn't say. It might be.
Reykjavik.
Something.
There's a J and a K and a C and a Z.
Hanau, Vietnam. Number seven, Moscow, Russia. And then Barcelona, Spain. But number nine, Budapest, Hungary.
I'd like to go to Budapest.
Oh, yeah. Budapest.
I'd like to go anywhere because I've really never been anywhere.
Darren's like, I'll take anywhere.
I will go literally. I'm like, okay, is it cheap? I'll go.
Take me, please.
Welcome to Budapest, all the history and charm of a major European city without the hefty price tag.
Oh.
Walk across the iconic chain bridge, the first bridge to connect Buda and Pest, and stroll down the Addressy Avenue to admire the turn of the century architecture and then relax with some vintage Hungarian wine before going out on the night.
Hungarian wine is like a huge deal.
Is it?
You know how they age it in like oak barrels or whatever kind of barrels? Yeah. The Hungarian oak is like a big deal, and Hungarian wine is like the next big thing.
Oh,
I mean, I don't think it's like the next big thing. I think but I just know about it
now. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be the new fad or whatever coming up.
Yeah.
Trend.
So like my brother's ex girlfriend, she was in. What was she in? Like a wine studies major or something at Central.
That's a thing.
Yeah, like, that's so cool. She went, like, international wine studies or something like that. And for her trip, like, a lot of times people will do wine trips to Spain or Italy. Theirs was to Hungary.
Oh, very cool.
And, like, France, you know, that's another one where a lot of people will go for wine stuffs.
Oh, yeah.
But Hungary is where they went, and they were there for, like, 2 weeks.
Huh.
A lot of wine out of there. So, yes, I would sign you up. I would go. We're going to Budapest.
I like Budapest because the song, there's a song that's like, da-da Budapest, and it has my last name in it. So I'm like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's awesome. Like your real last name.
Yeah, my real last name. Not Barcelona.
So your real last name is involved with the Budapest song. And then Barcelona, your other last name, is on this list as well. Yeah. So I feel like this is like
I need
an
to go
omen.
On all these.
You need to go travel.
Happens. Well, number 10 might be a little easier for me to travel considering I have family there. Cancun, Mexico. Okay, maybe not Cancun itself, but I have family that live near-ish.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, let's be real. You won't be able to handle the spring break beach party scene for much longer. So seize an opportunity now to get a group of friends together, book a cheap, all-inclusive membership package and head to paradise for endless margaritas, snorkeling, and sunbathing in the White Sands Beach. And that's the thing. People, like, there is some parts of Mexico you don't want to go to, mm-hmm. but if you go, like, an all-inclusive, you can get some really good packages.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, $500 for airfare and the hotel. And yep. then a hotel will give you all the food and drinks. Yeah. That's all you need.
Unlimited drinks is a big deal for me.
That's what we need to do. We need to go to Cancun. Let's go.
I'll totally go.
Number 11, Chiang Mai, Thailand. Energy and adrenaline are must-haves for a visit to this northern Thai city. You'll want to visit Doi Sathip and climb the 300-plus stairs to view the full splendor of the Golden Mountaintop Temple, as well as take a hot air balloon ride over the varied landscapes, Aww. Mountains and plains, and rice paddies. Hmm. And it's also very affordable, costing less than $20 a day for food, lodging, and fun.
What? No way!
Yeah.
All right.
Thailand's big.
So that's, and I know a lot of people that have gone there, not just in their early 20s, but even like, you know, as
Our
old as I
age,
am, 30.
Yes.
A lot of my friends have done, yes. A lot of my friends have been doing the Thailand thing in the last couple of years.
I think, like I was saying, Rock Girl Amber, or ex-Rock Girl Amber, she's kind of doing the whole thing, like traveling all over through all these Asian countries. So see if we can have her in and she can tell us some tricks and
that would be awesome.
Tips for traveling.
Yeah.
Number 12 and last one on the list is León, Nicaragua. Two words, volcano boarding. Hop on a tour to the nearby Cerro Negro volcano and get ready for the rush of a lifetime. The city of León itself is also famous for its liberal politics and intellect and is home to some beautiful cathedrals, revolutionary street art, and the country's national university. So you can, you know, party with college students before you have to head back to real life.
That sounds all like things I would like to do.
Yes.
It sounds pretty freaking rad. And like I mentioned earlier, this is going to be a short podcast because the men's room do have to get in. But we appreciate you joining us. We will have more soon. And you missed it. We did get an email.
Another one?
Yes, we checked it in time.
Yes.
But we didn't get to read it because it is for Melissa because it's all the puns. He sent a bunch of puns for her. So next broadcast that she's a part of, we will be reading it.
Oh, she's going to be in hog heaven.
She's all
excited. That's going to be the best ever.
Yep. And until next time, guys, thank you for joining us.
And thanks for letting me be late. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Woohoo.